It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We get up to speed on the state capitol, what could happen to the multi-billion dollar state surplus in a divided government, with WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief giving us some analysis. Now let's take a look at our year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. Hi there, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning, Kate.
We're here to say Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported, and your gift now will ensure the programs that you rely on have a strong start in 2023. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And today is the start of a special two-day Giving Tuesday challenge. So what is this? A group of generous members are going to give $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs that you count on.
Oh, that's fabulous. And yeah, it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you, that inspire you, and the entire state of Wisconsin.
So let's get this kicked off. Your participation right now is vital. You could be one of the 500 people to meet this challenge before the end of the day tomorrow. So join the Giving Tuesday celebration now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, when you donate to WPR, you will join more than 50,000 other members. Being in such good company and pooled together, your support makes up the largest source of funding for WPR programs.
Your support is powerful. You make possible all the WPR programs that you enjoy and listen to every day. So make your gift now. You choose the amount. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The programs you hear on WPR make a difference in your life, and that's why you're listening now and why you listen every day. So during this year-end member drive, we're asking you to support your radio home.
Listeners who value public radio, give what they can to support it. That is how it works. And if you're already a member, we want to say thank you so much for making Wisconsin Public Radio possible. If you're not a member yet, you can become one of those that we thank. And today is such a great day to become one. You can make your first ever gift. Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's $10 a month. Whatever amount that's right for you, just do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Black Friday and Cyber Monday are about shopping and finding the best deals. And tomorrow, Giving Tuesday, is about supporting the organizations that have a positive impact on our communities and the world. Join the movement with your gift for WPR's essential public service. Your gift ensures you and your community have access to independent journalism, diverse perspectives, and world-class music on Wisconsin Public Radio. Jumpstart your Giving Tuesday generosity today with your gift now. Here's how.
Join the movement. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Your support during this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do. It just takes a few minutes of your time. Here's how it works. We just need your name, your contact information. You decide how much you'd like to give and how you'd like to pay. That's it.
And your gift supports the stories, the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a two-day Giving Tuesday challenge, and it is in effect right now. When 500 people make a gift for WPR by the end of the day tomorrow, $25,000 from generous members will be secured for the WPR programs that you rely on.
And you can provide hunger relief in your area. Ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts with your donation of $10 or $20 a month now. It starts with your contribution. And here is how you make it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you might want to think about becoming a sustaining member. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. And ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card will come to WPR to support the programs you love. Get started, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to David in Des Moines, Iowa. That is, says WPR is my near constant companion when I'm at our family cabin in Oconto County. David, thank you so much. Join David at 888-202-2552. And thanks for your support. It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As lawmakers close out the two-year budget cycle, the attention turns to what happens to the record-high surplus and priorities going into the next budget. Join in on state politics. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Conversation, 800-642-1234. Sean Johnson is here, Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we've got this huge surplus projected to be $6.6 billion surplus by the Evers administration. There's also this budget stabilization, the rainy day fund, $1.7 billion and change. You know, set us up with the two visions of what the governor seeks to do with the excess taxpayer dollars versus how top lawmakers seek to spend it.
Yeah, we've sort of never had this situation before in terms of the sheer amount of cash that state government is projected to be sitting on heading into the next budget. One thing that you've heard both Evers and Republican lawmakers talk about is some form of tax cut. How they would arrive at those tax cuts is, I think you could say greatly different. You've also heard Evers talk about a big increase in public school spending, which has been consistent with, you know, his career and his previous budgets, what he's talked about on the campaign. What is kind of odd about this budget cycle is that despite all of this money, there's some really serious possibilities that you could see the legislature, the Republican legislature and the Democratic governor not see eye to eye in significant ways. And I think it could actually be potentially a difficult budget. Difficult in terms of negotiating, sorry, not in terms of the amount of money they have to work with.
Well, in terms of negotiation, couldn't you have the best of both worlds? Couldn't you have both an increase to public school funding, which Evers would want, and also be able to cut state taxes, which Republicans want?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that would be easy, right? And we could just call it a day and go home. But they're starting off pretty far apart in terms of what they want from a tax cut in the first place. And then you've heard Republicans, when it comes to education spending, are saying they don't want to spend more money on public schools without reforms. And I know that's a word that's always in the eye of the beholder, but they're talking about universal school choice, expanding the private school choice program and also making it easier for students to transfer in public schools without a public school objecting. And when they're talking about tax cuts, Governor Evers is talking about a tax cut that cuts taxes for people primarily who make less than $100,000 or families that make less than $150,000. Whereas you have Republicans now, Senator Devin Lemahue in the state Senate, talking about a potential move toward a flat tax, which would be a sizable tax cut for the highest earners in Wisconsin.
And so under a flat tax, all taxpayers pay the same tax rate regardless of their income. What would that mean? What would that look like for Wisconsinites?
It would mean that, the highest tax bracket, which even under the Walker administration, you know, the 8 years of Governor Scott Walker, when he had Republican control of the legislature and they could do what they wanted, they didn't get rid of that higher tax bracket. They left it in place. It's something that Republican lawmakers didn't try to take away flatten out during the first term of Governor Tony Evers' administration. So you'd be talking about, individuals who earn more than $280,000. They currently pay a 7.65% tax rate Whereas like the largest tax bracket is 5.3. That's for people who are in between 25,000 and 280,000. Mm-hmm. You're talking about making those groups similar. So, you know, right now, somebody who earns $25,000 pays a different tax rate than somebody who earns $280,000. And if you're talking about a flat tax, that would change. And in theory, they'd be paying the same rate.
The Republican challenger in this month's election for governor, Tim Michaels, had campaigned on a flat tax. How strong is the political support for a flat tax?
I don't know how strong the support is among the voting public. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an obvious populist appeal to campaign against a flat tax. There's a reason that a progressive income tax has had staying power in Wisconsin for more than a century. I think that it is definitely something that, you know, the Republican, some of the Republican Party's strongest supporters can get behind, you know, a lot of business groups. One thing that Senator Devin Lemieux, the majority leader, said that is that a lot of small businesses end up paying taxes as individuals. And so this is essentially, he's talking about a tax cut on, you know, small businesses, is how he framed it. I think one thing for Devin Lemieux, he has a 2/3 majority in the Senate right now and a very favorable map. You know, Republicans are not going to, in barring something unforeseen, going to lose that majority in the Senate under the current map. And so he can afford to kind of, you know, stick his neck out there a little bit on something like this and not worry about political risk.
WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, our guide to the state politics, giving us this context on the latest developments. Join in 800-642-1234. You're listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're getting briefed on state politics and previewing budget talks with Wisconsin Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief on the State Capitol Report. Now let's turn our attention to the year-end member drive at WPR. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. We're here to say you count on WPR for in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. Your gift right now makes a big difference, both this year and as we head into 2023, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can make an even greater impact when you give right now, because $25,000 will be released when 500 people, including you, make a gift in support of the WPR programs by the end of the day tomorrow.
And a group of generous members, they have created this Giving Tuesday challenge to inspire your support of the programs that you and our entire community rely on.
Let's meet this challenge. Your gift of any amount now makes a difference. You can do it at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
You know, we've been getting valuable analysis and insight on state politics from, you know, our Capitol Bureau Chief, who keeps us abreast of what is happening at the Capitol. Sean Johnson has been following the Capitol, writing on the Capitol since 2004, nearly 20 years. You come to the State Capitol Report for these updates, and these are the kinds of conversations that you count on from the morning show.
And speaking of which, one of our donors, Anne in Woodstock, said, I listen to Kate Archer-Kent in the morning. Such great topics. Aww. And questions.
Love it.
Well, if you agree, please know WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes all these topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and make your gift.
And a great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. And as a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Right. Many people give $10 or $20 a month. You choose whatever amount is right for you. You can become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Michelle Orge, President and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. Second Harvest has been providing food support in our community since 1986. Our vision is that everyone in our community has enough nutritious food to thrive. $10 helps provide 25 meals. And beyond the meals that it provides, it will help kids learn in school and families to stretch their budget to help make ends meet.
Support WPR programs and provide hunger relief in your community. Ask for your food bank thank you gift when you give $10 or $20 a month. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in this year-end member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. The WPR programs that you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. Full stop. And your contribution of $10 a month, $100 a month, or whatever amount you choose makes a difference for our entire community.
There aren't many things that you can accomplish in just a few minutes. For example, you can't learn a new musical instrument or you can't get a college degree. These things take years, but you can make a difference in just a few minutes when you make a gift to Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR is important to the fabric of society. You hear the news you can trust. You enjoy a statewide connection with other Wisconsinites, and you appreciate quality music and entertainment. It takes the entire community to make this possible for everyone. And you can do your part in just a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes to be exact, when you make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, a group of generous members are going to give $25,000 in challenge funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs you count on by the end of the day tomorrow.
That is a great incentive to step up right now. Your gift, so important, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In the coming months, in our divided government, the Republican-controlled legislature and Democratic Governor Tony Evers will be focused on what to do with this massive surplus as they prepare budget plans for 2023. Join in on what you would like to see in the budget, 800-642-1234. We have WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, who stays with us. So, Sean, last week we heard the news that Republican State Senator Alberta Darling will be retiring as of Thursday, and this will trigger a special election in the 8th District. What will be at stake in this race?
I think it's a very Republican seat under the new map that was drawn by Republicans, you know, in this last round of redistricting. And so, Alberta Darling was able to win that even in districts in years when she was kind of targeted by Democrats. According to Marquette University, the new seat has a 13-point Republican lean. So, you know, any Republican running there would start out with a distinct advantage. But what you're talking about is, you know, if the seat stays Republican, then Republicans retain a 2/3 majority in the state Senate, which is, you know, half of what they need to have a veto-proof majority in the legislature. They'd need it in both chambers of the legislature to have a majority that would be able to override governor's vetoes. If Democrats were to, you know, pick that seat off, it's a special election. You know, anything can happen in a special election sometimes. You'd be looking at still a 21-seat Republican majority in the state Senate. So a strong majority, but not that 2/3 margin.
Who do you see running for that seat?
We don't know yet. We know who the sitting legislators are in that district, which is always a good place to start in terms of who might run. So you have Republican representatives Janelle Branchen and Dan Knodel, and Democratic State Representative Deb Andraka are the state assembly representatives in that district. I think Knodel told WisPolitics he was looking at it. Representative Andraka said that, you know, she was still kind of giving thanks for the last election. So we don't know yet. There's no declared candidate, as far as I know, for that seat, but I think you'll probably see some names coming out soon.
Let's take a moment to reflect on Joint Finance Committee, because State Senator Darling served on that powerful committee for 22 years, spent 6 sessions as co-chair. What legacy does she leave?
I think if look back at the last decade or so, Wisconsin politics and state government is kind of an historic period. She was, you know, one of the co-chairs of the budget committee during that period, you know, when Governor Walker pushed his agenda through the legislature. A lot of it had kind of a first stop in the Joint Committee on Finance. And, you know, Alberta Darling is one of the co-chairs there, kind of shepherded that through the legislature. I think, you know, looking back beyond her time on the Finance Committee, she would probably also point to her record on the private school voucher program. You know, she's a Milwaukee area legislator, and that program started initially in Milwaukee. It's statewide now.
We have just a few seconds left, but there is the state Supreme Court election next spring, April, perhaps flipping the conservative majority to a liberal majority of justices. If that happens, what would that mean for map drawing the state's abortion ban?
I think if the court were to flip from a conservative majority to a liberal majority, it pretty much opens the door to, you know, you name it, that the court is so important in Wisconsin. These are 10-year terms. Conservatives have held a majority on the court since 2008. So pretty much everything that Scott Walker signed into law during his administration, that court was able to give its blessing, you know, once it was challenged in lawsuits. And so you could have a partisan gerrymandering lawsuit in state court, which is still permitted in state court. And you could have a state Supreme Court overturn the map. You could have the abortion lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban make it to the state Supreme Court. And that court could say that that law is not valid. You remember the state Supreme Court played a pretty pivotal role in the 2020 election in striking down a number of lawsuits that sought to overturn the election results. These are extremely important seats. And so this race in April will be huge.
Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
Sean Johnson is Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a State Capitol Report. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We look at a federal grant to help Wisconsin address its child care crisis with the head of the Department of Children and Families. First, let's touch base on our year-end membership drive that is underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan, and now is your time to take action. Set your favorite programs up for success in 2023 with your gift during this year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts. Today, make a special year-end gift for the programs that you count on all year long. It takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, the time of year when people are feeling generous. Well, today is the start of a two-day Giving Tuesday challenge at WPR. A group of generous members are going to give $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs that you count on.
And it is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you and inspire you and inspire the entire state of Wisconsin.
Right. So join in now. Your participation is so important. You can be one of the 500 people to meet this challenge before the end of the day tomorrow. So join the Giving Tuesday celebration right now, WPR.org, or call us at 888-202-2552.
And behind the scenes here, every day our team works so hard to bring you a great morning of radio. And that is a true pleasure because we know that you're curious, you're intelligent, and we also know you like to have fun and enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer.
So thank you so much for being a great audience and for being the reason that we do what we do. If you haven't yet, we're inviting you to take the step from being a listener to becoming a listener donor. You can join Saul in Stevens Point, who said, "A poem. She does her homework every day. Our morning star is KAK. I love it." And David in Milton also says, "I have WPR on WPR on from morning until night, starting with Kate Archer Kent on The Morning Show. Aww. And your support makes The Morning Show possible. So now that you know that, give now at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
And once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. I can't think of a rhyme right there. So WPR is one place where that is true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
Right. You don't get much for $2 a day these days. But at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of the news and talk and music possible. And it works. Works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At 6 o'clock, as soon as my husband gets out of bed, I turn on the radio in the room, and it's on the whole day. I decided to become a sustaining member because it's so convenient. I've been a contributor to public radio probably for close to 20 years. It's just a very convenient way for the money to come out of your checking account on a monthly basis. My name is Nancy, and I'm from Sheldon, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It is the year-end member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And as we look ahead to 2023, we are so grateful that Wisconsin Public Radio has such a strong listener support. One gift at a time, listeners provide our largest source of funding. If you haven't given yet this year, now is the time. And if you have given this year, we'd appreciate your extra year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, Giving Tuesday Challenge is off to a roaring start. When 500 people make a gift for WPR by end of day tomorrow, $25,000 from generous members will be secured for the WPR programs you rely on.
Jennifer from Mosinee says, I give because I love listening to you as I cross the state. Your familiar voices make Wisconsin feel like home. And Barbara in DeForest says, I so appreciate the mature, professional tone of WPR hosts.
Thank you so much, Jennifer and Barbara. WPR listener supported. Go to WPR.org and thank you for your support. It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now, the childcare crisis, reports of daycare classrooms going dark, centers scaling back to 4 days. The Labor Department awarded Wisconsin a $15 million grant. We'll check in on those funds. Join in on the childcare situation, 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Emily Amundson is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. Secretary Amundson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. It's nice to be with you.
We'll start us off with what this $15 million grant will do. How will you target these funds?
Sure. Yeah, this is a really exciting opportunity that was brought to us by our sister agency, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. And, you know, that there in itself shows just how on the forefront this conversation about childcare is, that the Department of Labor, the Department of Workforce Development, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, these are folks now that are daily having conversations about childcare in Wisconsin and across the country. So I think that this DOL grant opportunity that came to DWD was a really great way to connect those dots. Governor Evers always talks about connecting the dots. And this focuses squarely on the labor market that is childcare. You mentioned in your intro that we do see across the state just a significant impact on workforce in the childcare industry. And of course, that that has the ripple effect of creating a crisis in workforce writ large, because when folks don't have safe, affordable places to bring their kiddos, during the day, that they often have to make difficult decisions to leave the workforce. So we have a braided strategy, and many of the strategies that are being deployed through this $15 million grant, this particular grant, will be run out of the Department of Workforce Development. But we do have one piece of it, and that's to expand a partner-up program that we started to administer through the pandemic. And this is a really neat program that matches child care centers with availability with businesses who are interested in providing some support to their employees to find high quality childcare. And we've had just an unbelievable response to this program. So it allows us to expand this program to more businesses and more folks throughout the state who need that help.
When you talk about this program, Partner Up, Wisconsin has another program that has addressed a workforce shortage, the WIS Caregiver Careers, to address shortages in skilled nursing. Would a similar model work for the childcare industry?
Could you say more about the...
Yeah, the WIS Caregiver Careers Program, helping skilled nursing assistants, and because of the shortage in nursing homes. And I'm just wondering, are there any parallels here where you could have a workforce pipeline for childcare workers?
I see. Yes, I think so. And I think that this is work that, again, braided work across DWD, across the technical college system. DWD has invested so much in apprenticeship programs. In fact, they've been celebrating through the month the successes around apprenticeship and certainly growing childcare apprenticeship up through high school programs into technical college programs. I think particularly our Partner Up program, how that fits in, we've been able to dedicate a certain number of slots in our Partner Up program to folks who work in child care centers. So they are both working in child care centers and are recipients of the grant program that allow the center to help subsidize the cost of care for the children who attend that center, whose folks work in the center. And I've been able to tour some of these centers and hear from largely female workforce who told me that they would have had to leave the profession, they would have had to leave the sector because of a new baby on the way. And this program has been able to keep them in classrooms and with the added benefit of having subsidized child care and, of course, their little one right there on site with them.
There have been some reports of childcare centers moving to a four-day week due to the workforce challenges. Is the state intervening in any way with these centers to keep them open 5 days?
Well, certainly we have run through the pandemic just an absolutely critical lifeline program called Child Care Counts. And this is a program run through a combination of CARES and ARPA dollars that that has worked to subsidize in child care centers things like keeping those doors open 5 days a week. In fact, we've invested over $824 million through that braided funding. And it's a program, frankly, that if we can't find a way to begin to braid in some state funding through this upcoming biennial budget process, it's going to be a program that really places us in a even more dire straits when it comes to keeping classrooms open. This has been a lifeline for centers across the state. It's allowed them to raise wages. It's allowed them to keep tuition down, and it's certainly allowed them to keep that fifth day open. The issue that we have is because there is a fiscal cliff, because this is one-time funding that people know will end, folks out in child care centers are reticent to raise wages across the board long term. So what they've been doing with this funding is using it for one-time bonuses. And while that's nice, certainly increasing the floor of the child care industry wages is something we need to do if we want to see centers stay open 5 days a week.
Talking with Emily Amundson, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. Let's turn to domestic violence. We're seeing, you know, not since the early aughts have cases of domestic violence been so high here in Wisconsin. What is being done to address this rise in domestic violence?
Absolutely. This is another just insidious issue that takes all of us. It takes a cross-sector approach. And again, this is something that Governor Evers recognized the need to invest ARPA dollars to help support what we're seeing out there in communities across Wisconsin. So two programs that I'd like to highlight. One is an expansion of a program called Domestic Violence Housing First. And this is something that we started back in 2021 with a $2 million pilot. And we recently received an additional $3.5 million in ARPA funds to continue this. And that'll extend the funding through 2025. We've got nine programs around the state participating in this pilot, with End Abuse Wisconsin providing the training. And the goal here is to make sure that there are, that survivors have first access to safe, stable, permanent housing. And we want that housing to come as soon as possible. And once housed, we've got a lot of access to supportive holistic services and resources, but that housing first piece is the thing that we're really focused on through this program. And we've heard a lot of positive stories so far. In fact, UW-Madison is evaluating this program, and we're really excited about the outcomes of a program like this, because it's very in tune and in line with the way that we service many vulnerable populations in our state. That idea of a housing first approach is something that we're proud of there.
You wanted to highlight one more way that you're trying to address this.
Absolutely. So specific to the Milwaukee County, Governor Evers allocated $1 million in ARPA funding to work on a program called Domestic Violence High-Risk Team Expansion. And basically partners that include Sojourner Family Peace Center, Milwaukee County DA's Office, Milwaukee Police, and the Department of Corrections, they run a staffing pattern, sort of a braided staffing pattern, that focuses on cases that they are managing that are at highest risk for lethality in order to maximize safety for those survivors. And this simply expands this program. To your point, we've seen an explosion in domestic violence. And what this particular funding will do is it will take a twice weekly case rotation and be able to double that impact and hopefully get it closer to a daily case case meeting of those braided partners who make all the difference. In fact, this program has demonstrated success since it started in 2017. Not a single victim staffed in this way has been killed in a domestic violence situation. So we're really proud to be able to expand this program.
Very quickly, because we're out of time, I do hear a lot of one-time ARPA money in the programs we've been talking about. What are you doing new or different in your new budget request to address a domestic violence?
Sure. We've got we've got an expansion. Well, certainly, like, the governor right now is working on his budget, and that will come out after the first of the year. But certainly he is keeping an eye on all of these ARPA programs, and that's why the evaluation of those programs is so critically important to the decisions that he's making as he puts that budget together. So we'll all be looking forward to seeing that budget after the first of the year.
Secretary Amundson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Emily Amundson is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show, and it is the year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan, and we are here to say that your financial support is the foundation for all the great discussions you enjoy here every day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift now for 2022 before it's over, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And with that tax-deductible gift, you can make an even greater impact when you give right now, today. We'll get $25,000 for Wisconsin Public Radio when 500 people, including you, make a gift in support of the WPR programs by the end of the day tomorrow.
A group of generous members have created this Giving Tuesday challenge to inspire your support of the programs you and the entire community rely on.
And we are off to a great start. Let's meet this challenge. We do it one gift at a time with a gift of any amount. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've been talking about the child care crisis and how DCF, Department of Children's and Families, is working directly on this issue. And also, just to make a note here on the State Capitol report, you know, we talk with secretaries, the heads of these agencies, and we've talked with all of them. This is a really important ongoing discussion with secretaries to understand what their agency is prioritizing and how it affects Wisconsinites and crosses over to state politics. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from the State Capitol Report on the morning show.
Such an important service to Wisconsin. And Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported. So that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the topics that you tune in for every day possible. So what we want you to do is choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
During this member drive, we have a special offering. Ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts, and there are options available at $10 or $20 a month. Your donation to WPR will power essential news and quality entertainment, and your thank you gift will provide hunger relief to people in your community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What do you want to accomplish in the new year?
I want to become a master fitness trainer for the United States Army.
I want to continue to become a better me.
My goal is to run a 5K, 10K, half marathon, and full marathon by the end of 2023.
Jumpstart your new year accomplishments. Make a gift to WPR right now. We'll be right there with you, providing the information and inspiration you need to meet your goals. Your support makes the programs you rely on every day possible. Have an impact now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Your support during this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And today is the start of our special two-day Giving Tuesday challenge. A group of generous members are going to give $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs that you count on.
That's right. They are powering the masses there. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you and inspire you, that enlighten Wisconsin.
So join in right now. Be one of the first 500 people to meet this challenge before the end of the day tomorrow. Join the Giving Tuesday celebration right now. You can do it at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
Here's the thing. Listeners make these programs on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, and members make the programs possible.
Oh my gosh, so true. And you get all these programs because members, people like you, donate. And they kick in the largest amount of funding for WPR programs. So join into this great community right now. Become a member. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $100 or $10 a month or any amount that you choose that works for your budget. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A group of generous members will give $25,000 in challenge funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs you count on by end of day Tuesday. Keep that in mind. Make your gift at WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.